My dad had just purchased a Nissan Maxima for my mother. And I remember riding in it for the first time with my dad, and he's showing me and my brother all the new fancy features. We had power windows in the back seat. I was so excited. Not only that, but it seemed that all you had to do was just pull on the lever once, and the window would go all the way down without you having to keep your finger on the switch. Amazing. This was like riding with the Jetsons. I mean, what comfort we would enjoy of just pulling the switch just once for just a moment and then watching that window descend all the way down. I was amazed at the advance in technology. Until I figured out that my dad was watching me through the rearview mirror. And every time I would just pull the switch once, he would use the controls on his side to make the window go all the way down. He was in control the whole time. And the same thing can be said about God. He is in control. And this comes to light in Judges chapter 9 by way of two verses. Listen to what it says in Judges chapter 9, verse 23. And God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the leaders of Shechem, and the leaders of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the violence done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid on Abimelech, their brother, who killed them, and on the men of Shechem, who strengthened his hands to kill his brothers. Thus, God returned the evil that Abimelech, which he committed against his father in killing his 70 brothers. And God also made all the evil of the men of Shechem return on their heads. Without these verses, it can look like the situation and this world is out of control. But it wasn't. God was still reigning and working. God is sovereign over the dark and evil times. In Judges chapter 9, evil destroyed evil at God's bidding. God's working out his purposes in the midst of the messiness of the world, in the midst of the messiness of our lives. And when it looks like there is absolutely no hope for Israel, no hope for a future deliverer to rise up and rescue Israel, God pours out his grace again. These are still God's people. He still has a purpose for them, and he will destroy any who try to destroy his people. Gates of hell will not prevail. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. In the rage of Abimelech, we see a parallel to those who rise up against God's church and who are bent on raising up their own kingdom, just as Abimelech has been bent on toppling his father's kingdom to replace it with his own. Such people resent those in the church, and they come to hate whom they once regarded as brothers and sisters. And many times such people do this through heresy and doctrinal error. Other times they become harsh critics of the church and its institutions, and they delight in exposing the church's sins and hypocrisy. In Judges 9, Jotham said to the men of Shechem, "You have risen up against my father's house." And he then pronounced a curse upon them for doing it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul does a similar thing, reminding us that God protects and preserves his own. Paul warns us of those who rise up in the church and who, from all kinds of motives, seek to destroy the work of God. In 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 and 17, Paul reminds all believers in Jesus Christ of this principle. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. While wayward and evil men may arise in our midst, God will never allow them to ultimately triumph. Even as God comforts believers with the promise that they are God's temple because his Spirit lives in them, at the same time, God warns all those who seek to destroy the Father's house that if you attempt to do that, God will destroy you. Jesus loves his church and promises that the gates of hell will not prevail against her. He will protect his own from those like Abimelech who seek to rule in his place. When you pray today, please remember Stephen Schroeder and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Dongmei Life Word broadcast heard in Ghana and West Africa.